Against a starry sky, the word win emerges from a golden map of the world. World International Network Incorporated. World International Network, LLC. Mist sprays from a rushing waterfall. In association with Beach House Productions. Presents. The Art of Murder. A paintbrush strokes blue paint onto a canvas. Michael Moriarty. White water gushes down a stream. Joanne Pakula. A spatula is pulled through wet paint on the canvas. Boyd Kessner. Peter Onorati. The paintbrush is swirled in a mason jar that is half full of blue-tinted water. Nathaniel DeVoe. Paint is blended on the canvas with a spatula. A woman is painting and a man touches her ear with a clean paintbrush. She smiles as she bats it away.
Not so fast.
He holds her from behind and she turns to him. A painting of a pier is shown. The woman puts down her paintbrush as the man strokes her hair. They kiss deeply. Later, the man is walking out of a house. He goes to a silver convertible, puts on sunglasses, and gets in. A jet is flying in a cloudy sky. At an airport, the man walks past a sign that reads, "Welcome to Seattle." He opens a glass door and lets a woman pass. He ascends an escalator walking past people with luggage. He meets up with an older man.
Hey, Cole.
Tony boy. How you doing?
Hey, you got in early. That was neat.
Too many four-star restaurants. I can barely fit into my damn suit.
Well?
Well, I still can't get used to 70-year-old women in string bikinis. They all look kind of like expensive handbags. Yeah, you got the Porsche?
Yeah.
Well, let me drive home.
What's going on? You tell me?
What?
Oh, come on,
oh,
tell
oh,
me.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. I sold a man a yacht. And it was a feeding frenzy. All the big designers in there. Orsini, McKnight, Shimada.
Shimada?
Oh, yeah, it was quite a dogfight, and we got the bone. And our general loved your designs with a master statement. We loved it. It's green light all the way.
You and a man, Cole.
Oh, well, I certainly am one of them. I do know that.
Tony tosses the keys to Cole. Later, they're driving on a road that runs along the shoreline. They pull up to the house that Tony walked out of earlier. It's a large house with a wide cobblestone driveway. They get out of the car, and Tony takes Cole's bags from the car. He follows Cole to the door.
I'm home.
Cole walks in and takes off his sunglasses.
Where's my girl?
The painter comes down the stairs.
Welcome home.
There she is. I missed you, Angel. You are gorgeous.
Oh, Cole.
Cole spins her around.
Oh. You've been painting again.
She's working on something really good.
Call me a redneck, but art is not my bag. I got something for you.
He shows a diamond bracelet.
It's beautiful. It's too much.
In francs, maybe, but in dollars, it wasn't too bad.
It's
absolutely exquisite.
Well, nothing's too good for my girl.
Thank you. Are you hungry, Greta? I left you some food in the kitchen.
I'm starved. You want to join us?
I had to get back to the office.
That's your problem, kid. You work too damn hard. I'll call you later.
Sure.
Thanks for the lift.
Bye, Tony.
Tony puts on his sunglasses and walks out. Later, the painter dives into an indoor pool. Water ripples behind her kicking feet. She swims to Cole, who's standing in the pool holding a drink.
Elixir of the gods.
She takes a sip.
Yuck! It's like a paint thinner to me.
Come a little closer, baby.
She goes to him and he kisses her neck.
I missed you, darling. I can't sleep without you.
I missed you, too.
Did you really?
Yes, why?
No. Are you really happy that I'm back?
Cole, what are you talking about?
Sexy little thing like you. I got eyes in my head. Fellas must come on to you every day. Fellas your own age, huh?
But if they do, I don't know this.
Oh, come on.
If you want it so much, you shouldn't leave me here all alone.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. I'm just glad you're home.
You know what I think about when I'm away? Not money. Not yachts. You. You.
He kisses her hard. He moves her against the side of the pool and kisses down her neck and chest. Later, boats are moored in front of the Seattle skyline. In an office building, a sign reads, Maxco Marine.
You just walked in. Hang on a moment. Tony's on his way up.
Send him out.
Okay.
Shortly after, Tony walks into Cole's office.
Oh.
What's up?
I'm going to drive down to Oregon and pick up some marble samples.
Oh, what do you got? Some broad stashed on there?
I wish. I got another fax from Rio today.
Ah, the Brazilians. I thought we agreed to bag that.
I know, but they're offering big returns, and I like
them. Come on, Tony, the whole thing stinks. That's how your dad got ruined. Pouring all his own cash in that Cuban fiasco. I warned him.
I've heard the story.
Well, now you know why I run Maxco today. You didn't think I wanted to buy him out? He made this company, but Bo was wiped out. Well, I paid twice what those shares were worth. Tony, I love you. I think of you as a son. But that's not why I hired you. You're the best designer there is. But I run the company. Then why don't we both stick to what we do best?
Sure.
Tony walks out. Later, a sign reads, The Reef Rider Motel. Tony pulls up in the Porsche. Cole's wife, the painter, is waiting in one of the rooms.
Hey!
Tony walks in and holds her from behind.
You don't know what it's like when the three of us are together. Being so close to you. He treats me like an object, especially when he's drunk. Promise you'll never make me feel like that.
Promise.
He presses his forehead against hers.
Will you do anything for me?
Anything.
Okay, let's start with something easy.
She pushes him back on the bed.
Gotcha.
Who's got who?
She lays on top of him and they kiss as she unbuttons his shirt. She kisses his chest, working down to his stomach. She sits up and pulls off her shirt, revealing a silky black camisole. She leans back down to him and starts kissing his chest again. Later, they're naked and kissing passionately as sunlight streams through sheer curtains. He kisses her neck. Her fingers massage his skin as she moves them up his back. They hold each other and he rests his face against her neck. Later, she's eating french fries in bed.
This ain't exactly the Ritz.
Mm. I've been to the Ritz. Mm.
It's nice.
Oh.
He tries to take a french fry.
No, these are mine.
Oh, thanks. What am I, room service? Huh? You're bad.
He taps her thigh. She puts a french fry halfway in her mouth and leans close to him. He bites the other half. Shortly after, they walk outside.
Let's do that again.
He leans her against the front of an SUV.
I'll call you tomorrow.
She nods and they kiss.
Oh. Wait, right here.
What is it?
He walks to the Porsche, takes something out of it, and walks back to her.
Ta-da!
He hands her a small plastic container, and she opens it with a smile.
Oh, that's very cute. Yeah.
She takes out a plastic shark keychain.
How's your smile?
Yes, he does, see?
They hug.
I love you. Tomorrow.
He walks to the Porsche. He puts on his sunglasses and waves. She waves back and dangles the keychain as he drives away. She watches him go, puts the keychain in her pocket, and gets in the SUV. A man jumps up from the back seat and puts a gun to her head.
Take my purse.
Lizzie, please. This would get serious. Do I look like a person?
Not you.
How do you know my name?
Boy, you know, this certainly is a comfortable vehicle. Is all this optional or is it standard?
He points the gun at her neck.
What do you want?
We have something in common. I'm an artist, too. May I show you my work?
She nods.
Nature stuff, mostly. Birds, the bees, you know. I really like your opinion. Go ahead.
She looks at a photo of a dead cow.
Oh, early stuff.
She sees a photo of her and Tony.
Oh, my. How did that get in?
They're kissing in a jacuzzi.
You know, you are a natural, Lizzie. The camera just loves you. And I like working with you and Tony. So much enthusiasm.
What do you want?
What I want? Recognition! Appreciation! Look at these! I make magic! I paint with light. I'm sorry. My artistic temperament.
How much?
Oh, well, we don't want old King Cole to find a very big hole where his bank account used to be, right? So, let's try installments. Weekly payments, $5,000 per. You may skip a payment, but interest and late charges will accrue to your account, FDIC approved. Oh, come on. Don't get upset, Lizzie. I'm a reasonable guy. I'll tell you what. When we get to 100 G's, I'll stop. And you can have the prints, the negatives, and you will never see me again.
How do I know that?
Or you don't.
He takes his photos back and gets out of the car. Later, Lizzie's at home, leaning over the bathroom sink. She splashes water on her face. She pats her face with a towel. She drops the towel and brings her hands to her head. She picks up the phone.
Hello?
Tony? Tony, somebody knows. Somebody knows about us.
Yeah. Who knows?
Some guy. Someone's coming. I gotta go. Greta.
A maid walks in.
I'm sorry. Can you put some towels down there at the gym? Colin and I are going diving tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Greta walks out and Lizzie leans against a doorway. The next morning, Tony is sitting on a patio out back. Lizzie's in a wetsuit as she walks with Cole from the ocean behind the house.
Gotta get you in the water, kid. That reef they laid down there is great.
I told you I'm not much of a swimmer.
That's too bad. Spill some paint, my dear.
I got Garrett away.
The trials and tribulations of living with a budding artist.
So who's going to clean these?
My hunters from the sea.
She's caught some fish.
Nothing in the ocean escapes that woman's spear. I'm going to change.
Cole pats her behind.
You better change too.
Cole!
Before you give that boy ideas.
She glances at Tony as Cole goes inside. Tony walks to her and rests his chin in his hand.
Oh, Tony.
We can deal with this.
Deal with this? How? He'll find out. He was always going to find out, even if this had never happened. I can't stand this anymore.
I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Can I ask you an honest question? If you had to make a choice, Elizabeth, Cole or me?
You. I want you.
Then I'll just tell him.
Cole is not a good loser. He'll ruin you, Tony. If he finds out, he'll ruin both of us. He'll make it his life's goal. Telling him is not an option. I've seen what happens to people that cross him. Getting even is a blood sport to him. We have to pay.
Later, they're inside. Cole's standing at a bar cutting a lime.
I found an interesting photo the other day.
As he takes a photo from the drawer, Lizzie looks at Tony.
A toast to my two favorite people in the whole world.
Cole takes a drink from a liquor bottle.
Thought you might get a kick out of this.
He walks to Tony and shows him the photo.
Wow, that's Dad.
Hey, Pop and I were spearfishing off Cape Lookout, 1962.
It's Cole and Tony's father with a giant shark.
He gave me almost everything I have. He could have hired anybody, but he believed in me. Be your Pop. I miss him every bloody day.
He takes another drink, then hands the bottle to Tony.
To Dad.
Tony takes a drink.
Elizabeth?
She lifts the bottle.
Oh, yes. To bottle.
Are you all right?
I'm tired of drinking.
How can someone be tired of drinking?
It's not funny. You drank every night. You finished half that bottle.
And I might just drink the other half.
Excuse me.
Elizabeth walks out.
Elizabeth?
Cole walks to the bar and bites into a wedge of lime.
Do you want to go see if she's all right?
I'm pretty fine. Excuse me for a minute.
He walks out. Tony leans back on a couch.
Don't you ever mouth off to me like that, for a little boy.
And don't treat me like a child.
Get over here.
Don't touch me. You're drunk. Get away.
Tony overhears.
Elizabeth.
Come
Cole is smoking a cigar as he cooks on a grill in his backyard. A man and his son walk up.
Nice spread, Cole. Blew my New Year's resolution all the kingdom come.
How the heck are you?
Great.
Tomster, you enough to eat?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Kenny. How's Emily?
Great, just catching up on the local gossip.
Hey, Tommy. Having a good time?
Yeah.
He was just gang-tackled by a posse of 8-year-old girls. I think he's still in shock.
Why don't we go to the beach and look for some shells? Would you like that?
Cool.
Elizabeth takes Tommy's hand and they walk away.
Like some young.
And what's she doing with you?
She's taken by my gentle soul.
On the beach, Tommy's looking at shells.
Hey, Tommy. I found a cool one. Do you want to look?
He runs to Elizabeth.
Quack, 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 quack.
She holds up the shell to his nose. Tommy looks up.
Who's that?
The photographer is standing behind her.
Hey, Lizzie.
Come on, Tommy, let's go back up to the house.
Why are you so rude? Come here.
He grabs her and kisses her on the mouth.
Don't do that, it hurts my feelings.
She wipes her mouth, then takes Tommy's hand.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who's your new friend?
Let's go.
Hey, partner, my name's Willie.
Come on, Tommy, let's go find your daddy.
What a great idea, because I'm starved. Is there any food up there, Tommy?
I guess.
Any pie?
I think so.
That's great.
Willie walks next to Elizabeth. At the barbecue.
Serves him right. Find himself a damn Greek boat.
Cole, if you had your way, you'd scuttle every boat that wasn't built by Maxco Marine.
Who the heck is this?
Daddy?
Hey, big guy, did you find some shells?
Tommy runs to his father.
Hey, Tommy. Hold on, let's get you some lemonade.
Cole Sheridan, what a pleasure. I've heard so much about you.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't believe I've ever met you.
Well, Willie, Lizzie, you never mentioned me? That really hurts. My cousin, my little cousin, Lizzie boy, we used to get up to some stuff, didn't we, Liz?
You two must be close. She never lets anyone call her Liz. Never told me about your cousin, Willie Liz.
Of course I did. We spent some summers in Switzerland.
Yeah, freelance photographer. We're doing a spread on coastal motels. Black and white, neon, all that retro stuff. You know what that's like.
We're happy to have you here. This is Tony Blanchard. Tony, this is Elizabeth's cousin, Willie.
Cassell. Pleasure.
We build boats. He does all the interior designs for our yachts.
Don't I know you? I don't think so. See, that's funny, you know? You look really familiar.
What are you drinking, Willie? A little bourbon?
That's perfect.
Let's go get the good stuff.
Cole and Willie walk away.
Is that him?
Yeah. He just came out of the bushes. He kissed me.
Water ripples on a lake near a house. Elizabeth is inside.
Hey, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. He wants money, we'll give him money.
She opens a small wooden chest.
Hey, Nosy.
Tony closes the chest.
Just looking at your things. Where'd you get this box? It's beautiful.
It was Dad's. He found it at a bazaar in the Philippines. Pulled it out of storage a few weeks ago.
He hands her a drink.
Are you okay?
I'm so scared.
Come here. Hi, this is Tony. Leave a message, I'll get back to you.
Hi, lovebirds.
It's me. Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Hey, let's get together tonight. What do you say?
I know a romantic spot on Laughlin Lake. It's a clearing. Just past Richmond on Route 99, there's a small highway site and a dirt road just beyond it. Turn down that road and drive to the clearing. 11 o'clock?
Don't forget my present. And Lizzie... come alone. No chaperones. Otherwise,
game's over. You lose. Oh, and guys?
I'm really disappointed. There was no show today.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for a refund. My ticket.
Willie hangs up a payphone.
You're not going.
We gotta pay him.
No, I'm not gonna let you go. This guy is a psycho. I will take care of this.
We have no choice. I'm going.
Tony closes his eyes and rests his head in his hands. That night, headlights shine on a sign that reads Laughlin Lake. A mist flows through a clearing as Elizabeth pulls up in her Range Rover SUV. She stops and looks around. The lake is calm and glassy under the dark night sky. She sees a parked car with its headlights on. She turns and looks out her rear window. Facing front again, she continues to look around carefully. The car starts to bounce. She looks around as the car continues to move up and down. Suddenly, Willie appears on her windshield and he presses his face against the glass. He jumps down from the roof of her car.
Come on. What, do I got some kind of disease? Come on!
He bangs against her side window.
Get out! Give me the money. Come on, give me the money.
She reaches for the money.
Come on.
She lowers the window and passes him the money. He reaches in and grabs her wrist. She tries to pull away. She raises the window on his arm.
Oh, 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 let it down! Let it down!
Okay.
He pulls out a gun and she lowers the window.
Get out, Cole. Get out! Get out!
He opens the door and pulls her onto the ground. She kicks him in the face and runs. He runs after her and tackles her to the ground. She struggles as he sits on her back.
Stop it! Not fun for me.
Willie's knocked off of her. Tony's standing over him with a heavy stick as he kicks Willie. Willie rolls across the ground and Tony stomps on him.
You were invited.
Willie grabs his foot, pulls him to the ground, and punches him in the face. He punches him again. Elizabeth watches as Tony continues to get beaten.
Get the gun!
Willie grabs Tony from behind and holds the stick across his throat. Elizabeth crawls to Willie's gun. She aims at the struggling men.
Shoot him! Shut up!
She fires and Willie drops to the ground. Tony's on his knees, and Elizabeth goes to him.
Tony? Did I kill him? No.
Listen, you had to.
Yeah.
You would have killed me.
This can't be happening. No, this can't be happening.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. I just shot a man. What am I going to do?
We'll figure something out, okay?
I killed somebody. Oh, I can't believe this. We have to go to the police.
We can't do that.
We have to tell them what happened. We have to tell them the truth, and then...
And then they'll arrest us. First-degree murder.
Oh, no.
Tony stands and brings his hands to his head.
Maybe we could get rid of the body.
What are you talking about? Listen to what you're saying.
You just shot a man who was blackmailing us.
He was going to kill you.
Look, we don't have a lot of choices here. It's either that or the police.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. Shortly after, Elizabeth grabs photos of her and Tony from Willie's car. Tony is putting Willie behind the wheel.
More pictures.
What could he possibly do with them? Just make sure the car's clean.
She stuffs papers in her jeans pocket.
Elizabeth, please, get in the truck.
She nods and takes the photos. Tony gets Willie into place. Elizabeth is sitting at the wheel of a Range Rover. Tony shuts Willie's door and Elizabeth uses the Range Rover to push his car forward as he directs her. Willie's car splashes into the lake. Elizabeth and Tony watch as it slowly sinks. At Maxco.
Cockpit space array. Ah, it's absolutely comfy. Perfect.
What are the decks made of?
Teak.
At a conference table, Cole loosens his tie.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Cole walks out, leaving Tony at the conference table with a woman and Tommy's father, Kenny. Cole walks to a phone in another room. Elizabeth is in the bathtub.
Come on, Elizabeth, pick up.
Hello?
About time.
I was in a bath.
I didn't hear you come in last night.
I didn't want to wake you. Marcy made me stay up late. She and Jim are having problems. She needed a shoulder to cry on.
You getting sleep? I've got good news and bad news. What do you want to hear first?
Good.
The good news is Lothrop has agreed to sign the contract.
That's great.
The bad news is going to take a few hours to work out the details. But it's not so bad. We're catering in a veritable feast to celebrate. Tony's here. They'd come down and celebrate with us.
I don't feel very well.
Oh, Elizabeth, come on.
I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted?
Oh, please don't start.
You're exhausted. You splash paint on the canvas all day like you're in kindergarten. No wonder you're exhausted. You ought to take it easy like I do.
He hangs up. Tony walks up.
Is everything okay?
Well, the deal is great. Let's reel it in. But Elizabeth, she can't come. She's under the weather.
In a bathrobe, Elizabeth picks up her clothing from the night before. She picks up a bra from the floor, then sees her jeans slung over the back of a sofa. She slowly walks to them and takes crumpled slips of paper from the pocket. She opens one of them. One is a delivery slip from a pizza place that has Willie's name and address on it.
1950 Overton Terrace.
Later, she drives down a dark dirt road. She pulls up to a house with the lights on inside. She checks the delivery slip, then gets out of the Range Rover. She looks behind her, then walks to the front porch. She looks in the windows. She tries the doorknob, but the door is locked. She steps off the porch and heads toward her car. she walks around the side of the house and peeks in another window.
Hello? Hello?
She lifts herself into the sill of an open window. Inside, she reaches out to the floor and slides all the way into the house. She stands in a messy living area with photographs hung around the room. Over the mattress on the floor is a collection of photos placed together to form a giant picture of Elizabeth's face in close-up. More photos are hanging from a curtain that covers a doorway. Elizabeth steps closer. They are naked photos of her and Tony kissing. She steps into the kitchen. She looks into a dark room lit with a red light bulb. Drawing lines are strung across the room and more photos are hanging from them with clothespins. The pictures show her and Tony in bed together. She walks to a shelf full of videotapes. The tape cases have black and white checked spines and have some handwritten titles. She picks them up one at a time and throws them on the floor. She knocks over the whole shelf. She finds another photo of herself soaking in a tray of developing fluid. She throws it on the floor, then does the same with the other trays of fluid. She pulls the pictures from the drawing lines. She crumples one up and tears down the lines. She frantically tears down the collection of photos over the mattress. She pulls down the curtain hung with photos and sees an inflatable doll behind it. Her photo is taped to the doll's face and she tears it off. She uses a match to light a gas stove, then touches a rolled up photo to the flame. She takes the burning photo and sets it on top of the others she has knocked down. Flames leap up from the floor and quickly spread. She watches the flames devour a hanging photo of her and Tony. She splashes a jug full of fluid around the living area. Flames travel along the line of spilled fluid. She soaks a sofa and it becomes engulfed in flames. She drops the jug, then hurries out of the front door. The inflatable doll is dressed in lacy underwear and garters as it shrivels from the flames. Elizabeth runs from the blazing house and into the Range Rover. Flames lick up to the ceiling of the first floor as she drives away.
To the Emily, may she sail bravely and safely on the high seas, and may you be nestled sweetly and romantically in your stateroom.
Well said, thank you.
Cheers.
At Maxco, Cole, Tony, Kenny, and the woman sip wine.
I'll get that.
Tony goes to the phone in the next room.
Maxco Marine.
Can you get away? I have to see you.
What's wrong? Shh, calm down, calm down.
I need you. I have to see you.
I'm in the middle of a meeting. Elizabeth?
I did something terrible. Terrible.
Tony runs his fingers through his hair.
Where are you?
Later, he walks into a dark diner and sits at a booth with Elizabeth.
Are you all right? What's wrong? Elizabeth, talk to me.
I burned it.
What are you talking about?
The house. Cassell's house.
What?
tracked him down from the receipt I found in his car. I had to do it. You can't believe what was there. I mean, there were so many pictures.
You torched his house?
He hangs his head.
I can't believe this. What were you thinking?
There were film, videotapes, pictures. I didn't know what else to do.
You didn't know what else to do, so you just torched the place?
He bangs on the table.
Great.
He looks up at the ceiling.
It was deserted, I swear. We'll figure something out.
How?
She reaches for his hands.
Don't.
He pushes her away. She covers her mouth, then runs out of the diner. Later, Cole walks into his dark house. He turns on a light.
Elizabeth?
He looks up the staircase. He walks to the bar where two champagne glasses sit on a mirrored shelf. They are etched with hearts and an inscription. He takes one off of the shelf and frowns as he reads it.
Elizabeth and Cole. A toast. To our love.
He snaps the stem from the glass. Later, Elizabeth is sketching at the end of a pier. Cole walks up to her.
Thought I'd find you here. Baby, you scared the hell out of me last night. Where were you?
I was,
Not gonna tell me, huh?
Cole, we have to talk.
She continues to sketch without looking at him.
Are you gonna leave me?
I don't know.
Can we get it back?
Maybe it's too late.
Elizabeth, don't say it's too late. I love you.
You don't. Not anymore. I hardly ever see you. And when you're in the house, you just drink. You're drunk every night now. You scare me. You've changed. Mean, angry. You're like a different person. I can't stand it anymore, Cole. I hate you when you're like that.
I know I have a problem.
Remember when we used to laugh? We used to laugh all the time.
He takes her hand, but she pulls away.
That little restaurant on Charlotte Street?
Gino's.
Yes, Gino's. We were so happy there.
And we could barely pay the check. And I used to sit at that window table waiting for you, and then you'd come up the street. So beautiful. I felt sick. You know, my heart beat so quickly, I couldn't breathe.
That's why you never ate anything.
Don't say that it's over. Don't say I don't love you. You're the most precious thing in the world to me. I don't want to live without you. I can't live without you. And if it means you stay, I won't drink. I don't need a drink. Well, maybe I do need to drink. I mean, everybody drinks needs a reason. But I have a reason to stop. Please, Elizabeth, give me another chance. Let's start over. We'll make it like it used to be.
He kisses her cheek, then hugs her.
Let's try.
He kisses her forehead. Later at the house.
It's a beautiful morning in downtown. Partly cloudy on the coast, but clearing up later today. And now we continue with the soft sounds in Seattle. With one of my favorites.
Elizabeth rolls over in bed and sees that Cole is not there. She sits on the edge of the bed in her pajamas and puts on her slippers. She gets up and stretches as she walks toward the bathroom. She sniffs the air, then turns and walks toward the bedroom door. A pat of butter slides around in a hot skillet. She walks into the kitchen.
Cooking!
In the morning, you're cute. You're a cutie pie. You are, and I love you. Bacon and eggs?
She nods.
Coming up.
Do I have time for a run?
If you're quick.
She blows him a kiss.
Bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs, bacon.
Later, she's running along the shore.
In the morning, my heartache begins. He's got me trapped in his web, 'cause I love him. Should I run away, or should I stay?
She jogs down the pier.
I thought he loved me, but I feel like he's asleep.
At the end of the pier, she jogs in place.
He orders me around. Should I run away, or should I stay?
She stops and puts her hands in her pockets.
Should I run away, or should I stay?
She pulls out the shark keychain, looks at it, then throws it in the water.
Lately I've been thinking, is it time for me to leave?
She jogs back down the pier.
Should I spread my wings, fly to the sea?
At night, she and Cole walk up to an art gallery.
You're a celebrity.
They walk inside. Her painting of the pier is on display.
I owe you an apology. Sometimes I forget how important painting is to you. Looking at all these people, very impressive. And some of them are the wealthiest in town. So you could pick yourself up a little change.
Tony walks up.
There's the boy.
Ah, you two are fashionably late as usual. Elizabeth, your paintings are wonderful.
My husband was just telling me that. So I hear you're off to New York tomorrow.
I think we're finally going to close the Shimada deal.
Your flight's a 3, right? So give me a ride to the airport. I got a 4 o'clock to San Francisco.
All right.
San Francisco? You didn't tell me.
Well, didn't I? I'm sorry, honey.
But what about our weekend?
Our anniversary is this weekend, and it's going to be a special one. Don't worry, I'm only going overnight.
Promise?
There's you and me and our little house by the sea.
So, you still on the wagon?
Yeah, 2 weeks this Wednesday, and I feel great. 4 sets of tennis this morning. And right now, I feel like having a mineral water. Can I get you anything, baby?
Whatever you have me.
Tony?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cole walks away. Tony and Elizabeth walk together.
Can't seem to get you on the phone. Why are you doing this?
I want to apologize for the outburst at the diner.
She looks away.
Got away with it. All of it. Get through this, we can get through anything. I miss you. And I know you miss me.
Stop it.
That's it, huh?
What do you want me to say?
I want you to say that it's not over.
It has to be.
She looks away again.
We killed someone. You killed someone. You gotta pretend that didn't happen either.
It happened. But it doesn't mean we have to spend the rest of our lives reliving it. I can't look at you without thinking of that night. It's over, Tony.
Cole returns.
Honey, they're all talking about your painting.
Are they?
A jet takes off into a blue sky. At an airport executive lounge, a cocktail waitress brings drinks to Cole and Tony.
Don't let the sound of a gun get away from you. Look, Tim, you can land them.
Don't worry, it's only formality. Thank you.
An $18 million formality, right.
Shimada's a straight shooter. And speaking of shooters, how about a toast to sealing the deal,
Can't. A guy like me can't have just one.
A guy like me? Oh, come on, Cole. I've seen you tie on a few, but that doesn't make you an alcoholic.
Maybe not. What I am is a man who made a promise, and I won't keep my word.
Ed Forcade is going to drag you into every bar in San Francisco tonight. You think you're going to be able to survive that unscathed?
I'm planning on it.
This is the final
morning call. Huh? Tony does a shot.
That is good. Just kidding. Wish me luck.
Go get him, kid.
I'll talk to you next week.
Tony leaves. Cole looks around and drinks his shot.
Can I bring you another this evening?
No, I'm fine. I'm not a drinking man.
At the Maxco offices, Cole's secretary is standing at a desk.
Good morning, Maxco Marine.
Morning, Tina.
Tony, hi. How's New York?
Hot, hot, hot. Is Cole back yet?
No, he's still in San Francisco. He won't be back till tonight.
Listen, I can't find the damn blueprint to the galley. Cole must have pulled it. Can you check his office for me?
Well, I'm in Cole's office right now, but I don't see any tubes here at all.
Can you do me a favor? Call Elizabeth, have her check at home, and when you find him, call me back immediately.
Okay.
Thanks.
Elizabeth is painting at home.
Hello. Oh, hi, Tina. What's the name of the boat? Shogun Knife. Okay, I'll take a look. Bye.
She wipes her hands on her smock as she walks into an office decorated in a nautical theme. She looks through some blueprints that are laid out on a desk. She checks some more that are draped over a couch. She opens a cabinet and looks inside. Under some blueprint mailing tubes, she finds a video case with a black and white checked spine. She drops an armload of tubes, then opens the case and looks at the tape inside. She walks to a TV and puts the tape into a VCR.
My name is William Cassell. I'm an investigator in the state of Washington, PI license number 1638. The following videotape represents an edited surveillance of Elizabeth Sheridan from March 1999 to the present, requested by her husband, Cole Sheridan. All surveillance materials remain the property of Cole Sheridan to be used at his discretion in any forthcoming legal action, including divorce.
Outside, a limousine pulls up in the driveway. The video shows Tony and Elizabeth kissing in the jacuzzi. In the driveway, Cole gets out of the limo. Elizabeth watches as Tony kisses her neck in the video.
Getting home, baby. Oh, yeah.
In the house, Cole throws his jacket over a chair. Elizabeth takes out the video and hides it behind a stack of books on a shelf. She runs back to her painting and swirls a paintbrush in water dyed with paint. He holds her.
And I, you know, these business dinners and like, can't just not drink.
So you had a few more drinks at lunch today, and a couple of teeny weeny ones on the plane back, and,
That's exactly. I knew you would understand.
He kisses her forehead. He starts to walk away.
You are very understanding.
He goes downstairs as she stares in front of her. shortly after, Cole is at the bar pouring a drink.
I'm just going to have one more little one. So I don't go to sleep on you. I'll be on the wagon tomorrow, I promise.
She brings in her painting covered with a cloth.
I have a better idea. Why don't you go upstairs and take a nice shower? Then you can take a nap, sleep it off. And tomorrow...
Are you forgetting, my precious?
Forgetting what?
We're supposed to have dinner at Gino's. Why do you think I broke my back in an early flight?
He finishes his drink.
Now, there's something I want to tell you.
He pours another one.
Listen to this. I'm at the men's room at the airport. Some fella next to me is taking a leak. And guess who he was?
I don't know.
Your cousin Willie.
She stares at him, and he looks at her painting.
More painting? You don't want to stop. Let me take a look at that.
He lifts the cloth off the canvas.
What an interesting combination of colors.
He falls, and his hand drags through the wet paint.
Give an old man hand.
Working on this piece of antique. It was a special commission.
I think it's an improvement.
You're drunk.
I slept. I'm sorry.
You are? You have a strange way of showing it.
He leans closer to her.
Truce. Why don't you and I go upstairs and...
have a little drinky pool. A little champagne, maybe. No, Cole, thank you!
He punches a hole through her painting.
Damn you! Damn you!
She runs upstairs. Cole drops the painting on the floor, then goes upstairs. Elizabeth is in the bedroom with her back to the door. She locks the door. He pulls on the doorknob.
Come on, Elizabeth. Please, let me in.
He leans against the door.
Come on, honey. Elizabeth, please.
He steps away from the door and looks over a balcony railing. He turns back to the door. He breaks it in. In slow motion, Elizabeth runs to the bed and grabs a pillow.
Leave me alone!
He walks toward her. Clothes are strewn over a chair in Elizabeth and Cole's bedroom. Cole sits up in bed and puts a shirt on. Elizabeth is lying with her back to him. He leans close to her face, but she shrinks away. He walks out. Shortly after, he's writing a note in the kitchen. Later, behind the house, he casts a fishing line into the ocean. He slowly reels it in with a smile. He stumbles forward and drops the pole. A spear is sticking out of his back. He looks down and the spear has come through his chest. He falls to his knees, then drops to the sand and lies lifeless. Later, police are questioning another fisherman. Coroners pull a gurney with Cole in a body bag. Investigators are in the house.
Big spear gun, 3 or 4 bands. Must have been real close.
You find it?
Not yet.
A detective is handed a cup of coffee. Elizabeth is reading a note that says, "Elizabeth, I'm sorry, Cole." She stares into space and folds up the note.
Would you like some coffee?
She turns to the detective.
Thank you.
Mr. Sheridan, I'm Detective Crawford. I know this is a very difficult time for you, ma'am, but I need to ask you some questions.
He hands her the coffee.
Mr. Sheridan?
He's gone. He's really gone. I can't believe this.
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you think of anyone that might want to kill him? Someone that had held a grudge against him?
No. He had a temper. Anyone can tell you this.
And he had a bad temper?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, Tony's walking down the street with a cell phone.
Elizabeth!
Would you excuse me for a moment?
Sure.
Crawford walks out.
I am so sorry. You're right?
Yes. I don't know.
Listen, I'm on my way to the airport. I'll be home tonight.
There's something else.
What is it?
I found a videotape. Cassette was working for Cole, calling you all about us.
What are you saying? That's not possible.
You think I don't know this? But what if he knew? What if he knew what we did to Cassette? Maybe he was just playing us alone.
Cassette is dead.
So is Cole.
Elizabeth, you didn't.
I didn't kill him, if that's what you're asking.
Are the cops there now?
Yes, and they're asking questions.
Where's the videotape?
Whatever you do, make sure they don't find it.
She looks at the bookshelf.
The tape is gone.
Listen, don't talk to anybody until we get you a lawyer.
What's happening? Why is it happening?
Later, she's at a police station.
Hi, I'm Bert Harrison. Tony Blanchard gave me a call. My schedule's a little full right now, but Tony's an old friend of the family, and he did a little arm twisting, so I'm all yours, Mr. Sheridan. There is what appears to be some very convincing evidence against you. Your prints are on the murder weapon.
I didn't kill him.
Are you familiar with the expression, beyond a reasonable doubt? My job, Mrs. Sheridan, is to establish doubt in the minds of the jury. But given the evidence, it may be beneficial to take a different approach.
And what would that be?
The way I think a jury might see it. You killed Cole because you were terrified of him. Afraid for your life. He broke down the door that night. He beat you. He raped you. Wasn't the first time. You did what you had to do to make it stop. No one can fault you for that, Elizabeth. We plead to voluntary manslaughter, self-defense. 30 months at most. Oh, I can imagine how this must sound. Especially if, since you didn't kill him. But if we plead innocent, and if we lose, which is more than likely, you'll be looking at 20 years minimum. Now, with a conviction for second-degree murder, you forfeit your inheritance in Mr. Sheridan's will. Law says you kill somebody, you don't get their bag of gold.
I'm going to try to arrange bail for you. Should have you out of here in a couple of hours.
Hyacinth stands.
And what happens to the company?
I don't know. I can certainly find out.
Please.
I'll be in touch.
He walks out. Later at the house, Elizabeth is in the jacuzzi listening to a cell phone.
Flight 228 will be arriving from New York at 3:15 p.m. Arrivals can be picked up at Terminal 2. For more flight arrival information, please hit 9 now.
She puts the phone down and closes her eyes as the water bubbles around her. A photo is taken of her. She opens her eyes and looks through a window with a start. She sees someone moving behind the bushes outside. She grabs a towel and covers her body as she gets out of the jacuzzi. She walks closer to the window and sees a man with a camera. Later, a jet soars into a cloudy sky. Elizabeth is at the airport. She goes up an escalator and sees Tony descending.
Tony!
She runs to the top of the escalator and gets on the one going down. Tony waits for her at the bottom.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Heisen bailed me out this afternoon. Tony, Caselli's alive.
He looks at her.
I know what I saw.
What did you see?
He was at my house outside the window. I'm sure of it.
Ah, that's crazy. Did you get a look at his face?
No.
Honestly, in your state of mind, you're imagining things. Caselli's at the bottom of the lake. We left him, okay?
I don't know. Maybe. You're probably right.
I know I'm right. Now, come on. Nice little supper. Nice little warm bed, okay?
He hugs her.
That would be nice.
Later, they pull up to Tony's house.
It was really scary being in that jail. I was all alone.
She reaches into the back seat and gets her purse.
Listen, I've had a long week. Go home, get some rest. I'll call you tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay.
He kisses her cheek and gets out. He takes his luggage from the back seat.
I'll call you tomorrow.
She watches as he walks to the house. She throws her purse into the back seat. Later.
City and listing, please.
Yes, Seattle, Washington, William Cassell. K-A-S-S-E-L.
I have no Cassell.
Could you check the surrounding areas? Maybe he's not in Seattle.
I'm sorry, I'm not showing any listing.
Thanks.
On a computer, Elizabeth is at a genealogy website that reads, Search Our Family Database. She types, Cassell, W.
Here we go.
She clicks on his name in a list. His name comes up showing his parents, James Cassell and Barbara Howell. She reads an address.
5353 Calhoun Street.
She writes it down. Tall pine trees shade a road as Elizabeth drives along. She stops in front of a white house. She heads up the front walk.
I'm sorry to bother you. I'm looking for Barbara Howell.
Oh, that's my daughter. She's not in right now. I'm Ora May.
My name is Elizabeth Sheridan.
I hope you can help me. I went to high school with your grandson. I'm trying to get in touch with Willie.
William?
Yes, as I said, I went to high school with William. I just saw him at the airport.
Oh, my. I'm afraid you're mistaken.
Oh, no, I'm sure of it.
Young woman, as I said, it wasn't William.
I just saw him at the departure terminal a few days ago.
My grandson died of leukemia almost 16 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
You made an honest mistake. I was just about to have some lemonade. Will you join me?
No, I've imposed
enough. I'd enjoy it.
Okay.
Later.
Here's your high school yearbook. Here's William. Where are you?
He's very handsome.
Here he is on the student council, the photography club, the rugby team.
Wait a minute.
Elizabeth looks closely at a photo of William standing with a young Tony and the man posing as Willie Cassell.
Those boys were inseparable. That Joey Roselli was a troublemaker. But Tony Blanchard was such a nice boy. So good to William when he was sick. Are you all right? What's wrong?
Later at home, Elizabeth opens an envelope.
In the event that Elizabeth Sheridan does not for any reason inherit Mexico Marine, the business in its entirety shall revert to Anthony Blanchard, who will act as and be referred to as my trustee.
Pine trees tower over Tony's house near the lake. Elizabeth sneaks along the outside of the house, checking behind her as she goes. She lifts a doormat and picks up a key underneath it. She walks inside. Tony is driving the Porsche. Meanwhile, Elizabeth looks around the house. She opens a briefcase. Tony shifts gears. Elizabeth checks the mail on top of a baby grand piano. She sees the small wooden chest that Tony got from his father. She opens it and finds cufflinks inside. She pulls open a small drawer in it and finds newspaper clippings.
Missy Turner acquitted. Jury says self-defense.
Tony's still speeding along the road.
Widow found innocent in slaying of wealthy husband.
He pulls into the driveway.
You set me up.
A headline reads, Bert Hyacin gets Black Widow off. Tony gets out of the car. She pulls a gun out of the drawer and shoves the newspaper articles back inside. She runs upstairs as Tony walks in. Elizabeth watches him from a balcony. He opens a cedar trunk, takes out stacks of cash, and packs them into a bag.
Hello? Yeah, don't worry, I have it.
Elizabeth watches as he takes the bag and walks out. He gets back into the Porsche. She runs down the stairs. Tony drives away. Elizabeth follows him in the Range Rover.
Hey,
A sign reads the Eldorado Motor Hotel. A marquee beneath it reads XXX available in rooms, hourly rates. Tony pulls into the parking lot. He gets out of the car with a bag. Inside, Willie is lying on a bed in a t-shirt and boxers. He's watching TV with a bag of chips.
No, watch out! Watch out! Yeah?
Hey, open the door.
Pizza man's here.
He goes to the door.
Got my order?
Tony walks in.
You know, we gotta stop seeing each other this way.
What are we doing at the Sheridan House?
I like to watch. She's a beauty, Tony. I've grown so fond of taking her picture.
Billy lifts the bag of chips.
Look, Ryan.
Tony knocks it out of his hand.
She saw you. What are you thinking, dummy? Huh? You want to blow this whole deal?
You know what? Life is full of risks. I seem to remember trusting that you would place those oxygen tanks in a spot where I could easily find them. I had my doubts about that plan at first.
Willie pours drinks and Tony sits.
I had my doubts about the plan right from the start. But all of a sudden, there I was, swimming in that cold, cold water.
Willie hands him a drink.
However, my trust in you has weakened since you torched my house.
I didn't torch your house.
Are you threatening me? Does it sound like a threat, Tony?
Willie sits on the bed.
Of course it's a threat, you dope. Why do you think I stashed a copy of the videotape? See, risk requires insurance. Call it health insurance, call it whatever the hell you want, but I had to get that tape out of your girlfriend's house. It was hard to find. Well, I got it. Just in case you get any ideas.
Why do I care if anyone sees that tape?
Why do I care? Why do I care? Accessory to murder?
You're being well taken care of.
Am I? See, I figure once I've taken care of old King Cole, time to renegotiate my contract. And let me tell you what, you know that investigating officer? I think he'd find that tape incredibly enlightening. It's some of my best artistic work. I don't even try to find it. I mean, unless you want to bust open every bus locker on the Western Seaboard.
Oh, you're a real piece of work.
Tony throws the bag of money to him.
Count it. You'll get another 50 G's in a couple of weeks.
Damn right I'm gonna count it.
Tony stretches his neck, then stands.
'Cause I'm going south.
Yeah, you're going south.
He shoots Willie. Tony bends over. He straightens and holds his hands to his head.
Tony, call on line one.
Tony's sitting at a desk at Maxco.
Hello?
Hi, baby. I want to see you.
Hey, where are you? What's going on?
I have a little present for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
And I'm really going to enjoy this one.
Oh, yeah. You're really going to enjoy this.
Can't do it. Too busy.
Not taking no for an answer. Our usual room. In an hour.
Later, he pulls up to the Reef Rider Motel.
Hello?
Inside, a bottle of champagne is chilling near two champagne glasses. He puts down another bottle of champagne and picks up a note lying next to it.
The present is under the pillow. You have to guess which pillow.
He smiles and walks toward the bed. A single rose is lying across the pillows. He moves the rose and takes an envelope from under one of the pillows. He pulls out the picture from the yearbook of him with the real William Cassell and the man posing as Willie.
What the?
He looks under the other pillow and finds a videotape.
If you really love me, then play me.
He takes out the tape and puts it into a VCR. The tape shows Tony shooting Willie. Tony looks around the room. The tape continues to play, showing him wrapping the body in black trash bags. He takes the tape out of the VCR. He walks to the door and finds a note taped to it. It has hearts drawn on it and reads, "We need to talk. Meet me at Spirit Falls. Don't forget the champagne."
Spirit Falls.
He crumples the note. Later at Spirit Falls, water gushes over the falls and downstream. A posted sign reads, "Warning, extreme danger. Do not go beyond this fence. Area is extremely hazardous and has claimed several lives."
Elizabeth!
Tony walks down a set of steps toward the water.
Elizabeth!
Elizabeth steps out of the woods.
Elizabeth!
Tony!
She points a gun at him.
How did you enjoy my little gift?
Put the gun down. Let me explain.
You had cold killed.
Elizabeth, I did that for us. Okay, so we could be together.
I know what you've done. I know all of it.
No, you think you know all of it. You don't get it. Living your life of luxury, painting your pretty pictures, pretending you love me? What have you ever worked for? My father built Maxco Marine from the ground up with his own sweat and blood. My father gave your husband everything. No, Maxco Marine is my birthright, and I'm just taking back what's rightfully mine, and nothing's going to stand in my way of me getting it back.
Am I next? Is that it? You're sick.
Tony shakes his head and looks down. She lowers the gun.
You're not worth it.
Come on now. I'm not going to let you go now.
He comes toward her. She shoots and he drops to the ground. He sits up and looks down at his chest.
That's my gun. Those are blanks.
She throws the gun at him and runs. He chases her through the woods. She jumps over some ferns and keeps running. Tony stays on her trail. She scoots down a short ridge and continues with Tony behind her. She jumps over a log and lands on the soft earth. She comes down the stairs and keeps running. She comes to a long, narrow footbridge that sways over the water, and she starts to run across it. Tony is still running after her. She falls halfway across the bridge. She pulls herself up and looks at the water rushing over the slippery rocks far below. Tony starts across the bridge. They both hold on to the handrails as they run, as the bridge sways beneath them. At the end, Elizabeth takes off into the woods again. The ground is a blur beneath her feet. She comes to a lookout ridge with wooden guardrails. Tony comes running and jumps onto the lookout area. His momentum propels him through the guardrails and over the edge of a steep drop. He catches himself on a boulder and is hanging over the rushing water.
Elizabeth, help me!
He tries to pull himself up.
Why should I?
Elizabeth, you let me die, you're no better than me.
She starts to make her way down to him.
Elizabeth! Grab my hand! Grab my hand! I'm slipping!
She crawls toward him.
Grab my hand! Help me!
He takes her hand.
Elizabeth! Hurry! I'm slipping!
She tries to pull him up with both hands, but he starts to slip away. He tries to find footing on the steep mossy rock, but can't. The white water churns and foams below him. His hands slip from hers and he falls. Elizabeth looks down at the water and can see no trace of him. Later at the house, she's painting outside as Detective Crawford looks out over the ocean.
It's beautiful here. So how you doing? You hanging in there?
As well as can be expected.
Tragedy has a way of following you. So what are you going to do about the business?
Tony was a great friend of the family. And after my husband's death, I don't see myself setting foot back in Maximarine. I'm a painter, not a shipbuilder.
Well, let me cut to the chase. We received a video from an anonymous source that removes you from all suspicion for the death of your husband. All charges have been dropped.
Yes, my attorney told me. Thank you.
The investigation is not closed. We're still looking for the source of that video. Well, good luck.
Crawford walks away and Elizabeth continues to paint. She takes a deep breath, looks out at the water for a moment, then turns back to her painting. Narrative script written by Beth Sharp. For the Emmy Award-winning Narrative Television Network, this is Susan Crane. Special thanks to the U.S. Department of Education.